The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Jim Schwartz, speaking of defensive coordinators, Jason, why is it that the real I don't really feel like talking about Joel.
Well, just give me a quick, because your face lit up on Joel. What are you thinking, Jason?
No, I just don't know, you know, what rest. I mean, we've been a part of seeing guys with cartilage damage. Like, once the damage is there, I don't know how much the rest really.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get healthy again. The moment he goes back out there, it's going to start rubbing again, and then it's going to be where it is now. Like, I don't know. It's a very disheartening thing because it's not. The cartilage stuff, once that thing goes, I don't know that there's really a great answer.
You saw Jay Ajayi, and I don't remember the specific, but yeah. You saw when a good player can no longer do it, he can't do it.
Well, yeah, not just, I mean, every player. I mean,
sure.
That's what,
but he was
that's
young.
That's most of the career.
Right.
His was a catastrophic injury early on.
Okay.
Now, I mean, you've had other guys that have had the cartilage stuff early in their career. They've had a procedure, and it's corrected itself. But the idea that, you know, there's not going to be a procedure done, we're just going to rest, and this thing's going to get better, I mean, I don't know medically what exactly is happening, but I'm not very optimistic that's going to be necessarily that beneficial.
It sounds like with multiple menisci, is that the term, James or John? Menisci?
Menisci. Sure.
They may have chipped away that it might just not.
It's in the vein of octopi?
Be there. Exactly.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, John, I'm sorry. What were you getting at?
The real Vic Fangio this season.
Well, the real Vic Fangio, please stand.
It's so much better than the fake Vic Fangio. You know, last year we were told, hey, this is an approximation of what Vic Fangio does. We were told that this is what defenses in the NFL run. It's Vic Fangio's schemes, but these are Vic Fangio disciples. These are Vic Fangio guys. These are guys who think like Vic Fangio. And then what we saw was disorganization and guys who really never learned the terminology the second time around. And it was just mayhem more than anything else.
So we're talking about last season is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that I want to touch on, because last season I think there's multiple issues there. There's a staff that's being built together, and it was built together late because of the Super Bowl run. And I think that there was pieces in that staff that, you know, it's hard. It's really hard to build a cohesive unit in the National Football League. And I like Sean Desai. I like Matt Patricia a lot. And I think that ultimately they just couldn't get it right. And quite frankly, we were worse from a personnel perspective on the defensive side of the ball. So
true, yeah.
I think that this year we have really good players. Through 4 weeks, people thought Vic Fangio was not the best defensive coordinator. I mean, I can go back to that Tampa Bay game and that Atlanta game, and people are like, what is going on? Where we're getting run through against Atlanta, and Tampa Bay is throwing at will. I think what I have liked watching the past few weeks is the aggression. And there's a way to play these zones, but still be aggressive and still take chances. And there's a way for a defensive line to be reading and still knocking back the offensive line and controlling the line of scrimmage. And I think that they are doing a phenomenal job of playing with aggression, relentlessness, flying to the football. The defensive line is playing better but they're playing better on first and second. Like, everybody's like, oh, they're finally rushing the passer. They're playing better on first and second down. They're getting more opportunities to rush the passer. Jalen Carter is taking over the line of scrimmage inside. Jordan Davis is, like, playing outstanding and stopping the run, and that gets them into these certain long situations where all of a sudden now guys are able to rush the passer at a higher rate. I really love probably the most obviously – I'm trying to think of how to say this. The linebacker position is probably the most obvious for me if they're well coached or not. And it was very obvious as a player. It's harder watching it, but as a player, you would play teams and you're like, they have a good linebacker coach. And you would play teams and you're like, these guys are just safeties that are in the box waiting to drop into coverage. Mm. The position over the last decade has changed into one geared for the passing game. So much so that there's a lot of players that play that position now, and there's a lot of coordinators and positional coaches of that position that coach it as such.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very easy to block the second level for a large part of my career later on than it was earlier when you go up to New England or you go to Pittsburgh and you play the Brandon Spikes would come down and knock your head off.
Yeah.
And that has changed. And I don't know that N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond are those type of linebackers either, but they play with aggression. They use their hands. I think Bobby King, the linebacker coach, has been phenomenal at getting a lot out of those guys as well as Vic Fangio. That's the one position that there's so much that happens within that landscape right there. When I think of the best defenses that I play with in my career and the best defenses that I think of in the NFL, the linebacker positions make a huge difference. And they're really playing at an extremely high level, especially Zach Bond, which I think makes the whole defense run a lot more efficiently.
It's been wild to see those guys play. It really has. Twitter poll question of the day. Of course, Jason in studio with us here for an hour. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, do you think Saquon will break Eric Dickerson's single-season rushing record? He is on pace for it, just sort of barely on pace for it, but he's got the pace right now. Yes or no, do you think he gets that record? Second poll question, better team, Jason's squad from 2 years ago, the 2022 Eagles, or this team right now? It's close. It's the same. Couple differences. Saquon's a massive difference. Better team, 2022 Eagles, or this year's team? All right, let's get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are you?
Great, Mike.
Excellent. Hey, Jason, congratulations on the new show.
I love
hearing that you're going to be celebrating the past. Richie, our old school football is back, baby.
Amen, baby.
Love it. And congratulations on number four. My man's all over the world and he's still getting the job done. Love it.
By the way, let me just quickly jump in and say something. Jason, I don't know if this is appropriate, but I'll say it.
I'm going to guess it's not going to be appropriate.
Yeah, I would guess that as well.
You know what Conklin said last night?
What did he say?
Not last night, last week, in his thing he does for us on a weekly basis. He did a fake stand-up. If you start your show with the old routine, you stand there like Carson or Letterman or Leno and do the monologue for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It should be a joke about, I'm going to find the SOB that got my wife pregnant. It would be an interesting first if you do the stand-up.
It's not a bad bit.
You know, it's pushing it, but it's not bad. All right, anyway, Mike, go ahead, pal.
No worries, Vic. So listen, I think this team, our current team, is better than the one from 2 years ago. And for me, it comes down to one thing, the coaching. The coaching has matured. Vic is an obvious massive upgrade over Gannon. And I'm going to come back to Nick. Nick is a different guy. Look, Nick was, you know, he was still kind of childish, still kind of kid-like a couple years ago. Nick's a different dude. John, you used the word before, wisdom. Yeah, Nick has got wisdom now. And you
he
know
does.
What? Maybe Nick has learned some of that from having Vic in the building, from having a big, big old adult, you know, the soothsayer in the building.
Well, and Mike, let me tell you something about Nick, because we can talk all we want about a lot of aspects of his personality. But I tell you this. There's something I hope people are taking to that I think he's been consistent with for 4 years now. While he's got some newfangled stuff like the connectivity and texting players, if you really listen to the way he talks publicly, press conferences, and interviews with us, he adheres, and Jason, you can speak to this, he adheres to old school principles. Physical toughness, resiliency, teamwork, focus on the task at hand, not looking back,
and
not looking
real.
At. Like, he is really dialed in. I'm very impressed by that.
You know how much that matters, that he preaches toughness, he preaches togetherness, but he's actually tough and he's actually together.
Totally.
That they have an issue, I don't know if you know about this, down in Miami right now.
Yeah, where they ran Vic Fangio off because they were soft?
Exactly.
How about that one?
They couldn't handle Vic Fangio. And now you've got some players in that locker room who are saying, hey, look at who we're patterning after. Our head coach, Mike McDaniel, is out here shivering in the cold.
I saw that.
Like, we're supposed to pattern after that? Like, no wonder we're not tough. You have players actually pointing this out. That's a major problem. But of course that's a problem. Nick is actually honest, legit, but tough. And he really is about that bond. We've gotten sick about it. Gotten sick of hearing about it in the past, how close he is with his family and stuff. I love that.
It's important.
And we should love that. And the players can feel a real bond right now with this coach.
Hey, Mike, I need an answer from you. Who's known for something specific?
All right. Well,
meaning a characteristic or something.
We're going to go from our big swinging Nick to big blankness.
Oh, boy. So anyone who can talk about that.
How's everyone doing?
Well, I haven't been naked in a locker room with him, but my man Jason Kelce is.
I sure have.
Okay, here's all I'll ask.
Oh, God.
Is it real?
Is the legend real?
Yes.
I don't think that legend grows without there being some truth behind it. Yeah.
Nice.
Very well
said
I think that would have been debunked a long time. There's a reason there's not a Jason Kelce legend out there.
I love it.